Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At number 25, here we go. Top half of my top 50. Latu, Edge from UCLA. Now, listen. The neck injury thing is interesting. Remember, he starts at Washington. He has a neck injury. They say you can't play anymore. It's a career-ending neck injury. He gets a second opinion and a second lease on life in terms of his football career, finds a home at UCLA, and played amazing. I mean, the guy is productive. You put him on the field, and he's, and this is, all my teammates are going to roll their eyes because our coaches used to say this when I was playing. He's just a football-playing Jesse. Put him on the field in a uniform, give him a helmet and a defensive scheme, and he's going to go produce. That's what I think about Latu. I think he's a heck of a player, and I really love his story. At number 24 is Cooper DeJean, the corner from Iowa. Cooper is a, I think, more valuable player than anybody's going to give him credit for because of what he can do all around. Listen, he's dangerous with the football in his hands. It's not going to surprise me at all if he's in the return game early in his career. He can cover in the slot. He can cover on the outside. If you put him into a defense that plays primarily zone, and there are those defenses out there. Now, he can play man, but he's better in zone. He's got such a good feel for route structure and route combinations, which is one of the reasons why he's so productive in terms of getting interceptions. So DeJean from Iowa, he's at 24. Amarius Mims at 23, the tackle from Georgia. And this is when we start getting into kind of this offensive tackle rotation. So Mims from Georgia is 23. Tyler Guyton is 22, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma. I like Guyton's game a lot. I like Mims' game a lot. And again, we've got, I think, a great depth at this position in the draft. Wide receiver is deep. Offensive tackle is deep. Quarterback is deep, and that's reflected in these rankings. And we get to my next quarterback at 21, and a guy that I've been high on for a long time, ever since he was a quarterback at Indiana. Saw this guy almost beat Ohio State in 2020 in the COVID year. He took Ty Freifogel and the Indiana Hoosiers in there, and in a lot of ways made Tom Allen a lot of money because he got an extension based on that solid COVID year in 2020. Michael Penix Jr., I've been a fan of him for a long time, before he even got to Washington. Everybody wants to take shots at Michael Penix because of his injury history, and I get it. It's there. Like he had a hard time staying on the field at Indiana. I get it. He just stayed on the field 2 years in a row at Washington, and there was nobody in college football that threw the ball better than he did down the field. It was uncanny. His ability to throw with leverage down the field and really pass with leverage. And I've talked about it at length, and we'll have more on that as we get closer to the draft process. But Michael Penix Jr., and again, fit with these quarterbacks makes all the difference in the world. Bo Nix, if he's in with Sean Payton, guy can succeed. Michael Penix, I cannot get Miami out of my head. I get it. It's probably not going to happen, but whatever. I think Penix would fit perfect in that offense. At number 20, his offensive tackle, Troy Fontenot, a really good player. He wasn't touched for the better part of 2 years, and that offensive line has a lot to do with that. At number 19, back to the wide receiver ranks, Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. Brian Thomas Jr. is in any other draft easily a top three wide receiver in the draft. It just so happens that we have some elite wide receivers up ahead of him, so he can be in my top 20, and he's not going to get the accolades or the acclaim as some of these other guys just because the other guys, in some cases, are generational. But he's in there at, what do we got here? That 19. 18 is another defensive tackle from Texas, Byron Murphy. He and Devondre Sweat, big reason why Texas was so good. Byron Murphy is, I think, the best defensive tackle in the draft. He is a leader. He's strong. He can make plays. and he could be an anchor for an NFL defense for years to come. At 17, from Penn State, Chop Robinson. Now, Chop Robinson, the reason I didn't put him ahead of the guy at 16, and I'll just throw him up right now because they kind of can both be talked about, Jared Verse, edge from Florida State. The reason I ranked them like this, I thought Verse was a little bit better holistically, also against the run. Not that Chop can't stop the run, but there are times when he would take chances. And when you take chances and leave your gap and try to win with speed, you can get beat. That's what happened against Michigan on Blake Corum's touchdown run over the left side in the second half of that game. He's also the guy that totally changed Michigan's game plan. So Chop Robinson, he beats the right tackle twice in the first two series so fast it makes your head spin. And Michigan immediately is like, well, we're not going to throw the ball during this game. So what are we going to do? Call 32 straight runs. And again, I've said this many times. It wasn't that Michigan was trying to protect J.J. McCarthy or play away from J.J. McCarthy. It was playing away from Chop Robinson. He's that good with his speed rush. Now, Jared Verse, on the other hand, I think he's a little bit better holistically in every down edge player. So I gave him the nod up there. I think he can be a very productive player in the NFL. I love everything about his game. Jared Verse is a phenomenal player. So he's at 16. Tackle from Alabama, J.C. Latham, is at 15. And again, now we're getting into all those offensive tackles here. And at 14, a guy that I'm higher on than most, have been for a long time, J.J. McCarthy, another quarterback. So here's my third quarterback in my list, and J.J. McCarthy lands inside the top 15 at 14. I've seen J.J. McCarthy since he was just a pup. When he comes in as a true freshman, he's getting spot duty with Cade McNamara. And he grew into a guy that was the reason they were able to go win a national championship. They've had teams that did what this team has done in every other facet other than crunch time, fourth quarter, can the quarterback go win the game? You know it's true. Michigan has had really great teams for a long time under Jim Harbaugh, but they didn't always have the quarterback that could raise the level of the team when they needed it most. And guess what? He was able to do that in the Rose Bowl against Alabama. He was able to do that a few times. He did that in some ways against Ohio State. That touchdown pass to Roman Wilson was out of this world. A lot of times we watch what's called cut-ups. Okay, so I'll go into my film database and I'll say, okay, I want to watch just J.J. McCarthy on third downs and 7+. And when you do that, basically, hardest down to play as a quarterback. When you watch his cut up at third down 7+, it's like, wow. Why is he not a top 5 player? And you know what? Fair enough. Maybe I'm too low on J.J. McCarthy. They didn't need his ability on first and second down because they were so good up front. But when he had the ability to change the game on third downs, extend plays, make plays on the edge, create, throw on the run, use his leg to move the chains, he did it. He did it. That's why he's going to be great at the next level. And oh, hey, by the way, totally unselfish, doesn't care who gets the credit, and is just flat a winner. Who doesn't want that in the locker room? I think a lot of people are going to want that in their locker room. Number 13, corner from Alabama, Terrion Arnold. He was recruited as a safety and just got better and better and better. Freshman All-American last year, then All-American this year at corner. And I think this guy's got a bright future, a really bright future. My top edge player in the draft, Dallas Turner at 12 from Bama. And the top of my draft is loaded with offensive players. And in fact, there's only one more defender left. And I think that defender is going to surprise some people that he would be my top defender in the draft. A lot of people are going to have Dallas Turner as their top defender in the draft. And you know what? Yes, I'm on board with that as well. The offensive talent in this draft is just deeper. And I think the top end is excellent. But Dallas Turner is going to find a home and he's going to be productive. He can play on every single down. He can stop the run. His motor never stops. He can get to the quarterback. And this guy's going to have a fantastic NFL career. Talese Fuaga, the tackle from Oregon State, is number 11. Not a lot of people know him, but this dude is a run grader. Like, if Jim Harbaugh gets Fuaga, watch out. Like, they're going to run the ball all over everybody.